Good morning, Southern California, and welcome. If you're food obsessed, you've come to the right place. Join us for the next 2 hours, and you won't go away hungry. One of the first American culinary icons, Julia Child, said, "People who love to eat are always the best people." We agree. Live from the AM 830 KLAA studios at Angel Stadium in Anaheim, the SoCal Restaurant Show is on the air.
And welcome back. Happily, it is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball. And the Angels are on the road tonight. I think 6 o'clock start up in Seattle playing the Mariners. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Happy to be here on our pre-Mother's Day show. And just a little reminder for those of you that have not started your planning for Mom for next Sunday, high time. Because remember, restaurants are gearing up again, so more seating capacity, but still, reservations at the better places are, of course, advised and suggested. And you have two bites of the Mother's Day apple. You can do brunch, which Mom usually loves, or also dinner. So, again, keep it in mind and make those plans. My colleague, Chef Andrew Gruhl of the Slapfish Restaurant Group and also the founder of Two Birds in Irvine's Trade Food Hall, as well as the full-service Raw by Slapfish on Beach Boulevard in Huntington Beach, adjacent to the original Fast Casual Slapfish. And because he's from New Jersey, let's not forget his pizza spot that is in the mess hall in Tustin, Big Parm, will be with us a little later in the show with his usual Ask the Chef segment. But Chef Andrew is also participating in an interview in our second hour. We are going to be interviewing the proprietress of More Than Waffles in Encino, which is a wonderful casual breakfast spot that in all the years that they have been open, and they go back to 1975, believe it or not, in the Encino Town Center. They have only been owned by two families over the years. And Ika Taft, who is the present proprietress with her husband, Greg, she started there back in 1989, believe it or not, as a server, and worked her way up and was so enthusiastic and so good with the guests that when it came time for the couple to retire that had owned More Than Waffles, they really wanted Ika to take the restaurant over and preserve all the hard work that they had put into it. So again, this is just, we love to showcase independent family-owned restaurants on the SoCal Restaurant Show, particularly with Mother's Day coming up next Sunday. And More Than Waffles is a great establishment that fits into that category because both Ika and her daughter Henny are both mothers and still active at More Than Waffles and so happy to be reopened again. So I'm really delighted about being able to do that segment. We do appreciate you tuning in. Couldn't do it without you. Do keep up with us on social media. We're on all the platforms. A lot of good information there that connects Saturdays. Website's easy. It's SoCalRestaurantShow.com. Facebook is SoCal Restaurant Show. Send us a tweet if you like, and many of you do, at SoCal Restaurant. And as we're very fond of saying, for the very best in provocative food imagery, Instagram too, at SoCal Restaurant Show. And we're presented to you each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. And we thank them for their sponsorship over almost the 9 years of the SoCal Restaurant Show. It's great to have loyal listeners, and it's also great to have supportive and loyal sponsors. Couldn't do it without all of you. Again, just a reminder, next Sunday is Mother's Day, and for those of you that have not made your plans, probably a pretty good idea to get to it. And now with things opening up a bit and safety protocols all in place and a lot of us vaccinated, It's a great opportunity to test the waters of dining again. Many restaurants that will be doing special Mother's Day menus have outdoor or patio seating. So that definitely is an option, particularly if you're doing brunch. And also now can seat inside at various levels of capacity. So for those of you that are comfortable with that option, that is definitely a possibility too. Happy to say I'm going to be on the road again for a couple of days next week, gathering information for the show. Believe it or not, back to Palm Springs again, but a different host this time. This time I am going to be the guest of the Palm Springs Preferred Small Hotels and get a chance to catch up on some of their properties. You'll remember in the summer of 2019, we did a live show from one of the preferred Palm Springs small hotels, that being the Alcazar, that's right there in the thick of things in downtown Palm Springs. Wonderful establishment, and they've reopened too. But everything is built around their pool there. There's some lush gardens. There are a couple of restaurants that are adjacent to it that are under the same tutelage, same management. An incredible breakfast place called Cheeky's that they do a special bacon, believe it or not, every day, and they bake all their in-house breakfast pastries from scratch. A lot of fun. So I'm going to be taking a look at a couple of the boutique small hotels and also a couple of restaurants that are attached to the boutique small hotels, and I'll be reporting on those in the next couple of weeks, as well as filling more from my adventures in Palm Springs, not last week, but the week before last. Some really great dining options, and what I'm so pleased about that I saw in Palm Springs, everybody is concerned in Travel and Leisure about how things are coming back. Are potential visitors feeling safe enough to go, particularly in Southern California, to local destinations that are probably very easily reached by car? That's what I'm kind of comfortable with right now. Two and a half hour drive in the car. You know, I think vaccinated and with all safety protocols in place, I'm comfortable with that. So Palm Springs has really bounced back. The restaurants that I patronized, both for lunch and dinner, were very, very busy. But again, observing proper distancing between tables and all protocols in place. But, you know, it's just great to see something alive and back at it, which is the case in Palm Springs. In terms of today's show, another fun segment that's coming right up is, believe it or not, an authentic Danish pastry in Culver City. This is the vision of proprietress and baker Karen Hansen, really doing a wonderful job, and she's created a lot of proprietary items. But again, these are authentic Danish pastries, really done in the old world manner and remarkably consistent. And personally, I take a lot of these items as hostess gifts, use them for birthday parties in the last year and a half, 2 years, and always get raves because the items are just not the type of thing that you get at the bakery counters at the supermarkets. Nothing wrong with that, but there's a certain sameness to that. And these items have a lot of razzle-dazzle to them and taste really good. Then we're going to get up into the wine country up in Hopland, talk about a wonderful family-owned estate called Saracena Vineyards in Montecito. Recently had a chance with their winemaker to taste through five of their varietals. Reasonably priced, beautiful estate. Definitely want to talk about them. And then we will have a visit with Orange County celebrity chef Amar Santana, no stranger to the SoCal Restaurant Show. You know him from Vaca and the Hall Global Eatery at South Coast Plaza, as well as original restaurant that he did on his own, that being Broadway by Amar Santana in Laguna Beach. If you're a friend of Top Chef, you will know that this season he has been one of the celebrity judges for Top Chef, and we'll get a chance to catch up with him because Top Chef Season 18 was done in Portland, which is a growing dining out city. They're also known for their food trucks. That's one of the cities that started the food truck craze. So again, a lot going on. Definitely stick around. We're taking our first break. When we come back, it is Copenhagen Pastry. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.